following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised. CannabisRadio.com presents The Stoner Jesus Show.
I've created very few things outright in my life. That's one of them. That's my shit. I'm not going to have it run into the ground by a bunch of whiny fucking dickweeds.
Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, February 24th, 2017. This is hour two. Welcome to hour two. The rest of this hour pretty much devoted to retro clips. We're celebrating 6 years of podcasts on stonerjesus.net. Big time stuff going on. Sunday night on Facebook. Should be the debut of our video show, The Stoner and Jesus Show, on Facebook Live. Make sure you're there. I think around 9. We're going to go with 9 Eastern. 6 Pacific. Pacific time. God damn it. It's at a specific time. Pacific time. 6 p.m. So be there. In this segment, by the way, we have a retro clip, and this one's about 5.5 minutes as well. It says April Fool's prank on OutQ, April Fool's prank St. Peter on OutQ, SP. So I think I remember this. It was, I guess it was April Fool's, probably 2012 or 2013. I'm not sure which. And we pranked St. Peter. St. Peter wanted his own show. He's always wanted his own show. And he thought that he was going to get his own show. So we told him he's going to get a show on OutQ, the gay channel on Sirius XM. And shenanigans pretty much unfolded from there. So we'll check that out. Also, later in the show, see what we got coming up. We got Jesus Take the Wheel. We have Jesus Wants His Money. Stoner Jesus Happy Penis Pills. And then later in the show... There's some really old clips. St. Peter's Edible Panties infomercial. An infomercial for Nuns Gone Wild. And then from the very first podcast in February 2011 on Stoner Jesus. Pickup lines. All that coming up right now from, I'm going to guess, I think 2012. I'm not sure. Maybe 2013. But it's not any newer than that. Our April Fool's prank on St. Peter, making him think his show was going to be on OutQ, the gay channel, on Sirius XM. We're celebrating 6 years on stonerjesus.net. This is Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, February 24th, 2017. Now a retro clip. All up in your ear holes. Biatch. Welcome back, everybody. It is Stoner Jesus here with you. St. Peter, I look in there. He's not in his little glass enclosure right now. So this is a perfect time to let you all in on what we're about to do. See, every April Fool's Day, going back thousands of years, we played an epic prank on St. Peter. Just some of the best stuff in history. And today is going to be no different. You see, St. Peter wants nothing more deep down than to have his own radio show. He doesn't like being here. He doesn't like having me control, like when he gets to talk and what comedy bits get approved and so on and so forth. He wants the fuck out of here. He wants his own radio show. So I'm going to tell him that he got an offer for his own radio show on Sirius XM satellite radio, no less, from OutQ, the gay and lesbian channel. And, you know, we'll see what he says. I'm sure hilarity will ensue. He's coming in now. There he is. Getting in his seat, getting his headphones. Hey, Peter, can you hear me? Oh, sorry, hold on. Now, let me turn your microphone. There we go. Can you hear me, Peter?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm here.
All right.
All right.
We're playing some music. right now, okay? The music's going out over the air, so we're not on the air.
Okay.
We're just recording this for future purposes, because this is very big news.
Okay.
Very big news I told you I had.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah, yeah, come on.
Well, listen, Peter, listen.
Come on.
Listen.
I'm excited.
I told you I have very big news.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I know, really, you want your own radio show, don't you?
Well, I mean, yeah, it would be nice, you know, to have my talents recognized or whatever.
Yeah, you want it so bad. Well, guess what, Peter? Guess what?
What?
You got an offer.
Oh, my God.
That's right. I just learned about it. I told the interns to tell you to get your ass in here so I could tell you.
Oh, my God.
While we're playing some music for the folks.
Yeah.
You got an offer from Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's amazing,
that's
Jesus.
Right. That's right.
It's amazing, Jesus.
From their OutQ channel. You know what OutQ is?
No, I don't.
Well, OutQ is their gay and lesbian channel.
Okay.
They want you to do a show on OutQ.
Cool.
And I'm going to...
Cool, I'll do it, Jesus. I'll suck.
I'm going to tell you the details.
If I need to suck cock, Jesus, that's what I'm going to do.
Peter, I will suck
every fucking cock they got over there. They can come all over my face and in my fucking mouth and in my hair.
Peter.
I don't care. I want to be on the radio, Jesus. Give me those cocks to suck.
Peter.
I will suck those motherfuckers.
Okay.
I will suck the program director and the assistant program director and the guy who writes the copy.
Right.
The copy
Peter,
of the shit and the commercials.
I will suck
them all, Jesus. I will fucking... This is epic. They can all blast a fucking load.
Peter.
Right in my fucking mouth, Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, we understand.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh. We understand.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You're willing to blow some dudes. We get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm willing to do anything, Jesus. Anything.
I haven't even told you.
Anything, Jesus.
What they need from you.
Suck those big dicks. You know what I'm saying?
To get on the station.
I will suck those big dicks, Jesus. It's such an exciting fucking prospect.
You know what?
Suck all those fucking
dicks.
Now
you ruined it.
What? Ruined what?
Now you ruined it. Now what I had planned wasn't as good as what you just did.
I don't understand, Jesus.
Oh, of course you don't, dumbass. Of course you don't.
I'm not a dumbass, Jesus. I'm not a dumbass, man.
I had a whole thing planned.
I'm being real.
I had a whole thing planned.
Keep it
in. And you just fucking trounced on it.
I'm keeping it 100.
With your 40-second rant about you'll suck any cock that's in the vicinity.
I will.
That's not as good as what I had.
What do you mean?
My shit wasn't nearly as funny as that.
I don't understand,
Jesus. God damn you, Peter. God damn you. You got to upstage me at every turn, don't you?
Am I missing something?
Bastard.
I'm missing.
Bastard.
Am I missing something,
Fuck
Jesus?
Fuck you. Go to the
Fuck
gay
me.
Station.
Fuck you.
Go to the gay station. Gay that shit up,
I will.
Son.
I will.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Now I'm annoyed.
Oh, okay.
Now I'm annoyed. You ruined the whole thing. The whole thing's ruined.
Fuck you.
It's ruined.
Fuck you. I'm going to LQ, bitch.
Ugh.
I don't need you and your stupid fucking shit,
it's
Jesus.
It's supposed to be a happy day. It's supposed to be...
Your stupid fucking
something
show.
Funny. Funny...
I'm going with the gay people.
Now it's fucking ruined.
I don't really understand what you're talking about, Jesus.
Of course you don't, dumbass. Shut up.
Quit calling me dumbass.
Shut up. I'm turning your microphone off.
Fuck you. I'm going with the motherfucking gay.
Ugh. Damn it. Am I stealing my thunder? Holy crap. By the way, Peter, come out of the closet, man. I mean, shit. Is this even a pretense anymore? I mean, really? Is there anything you won't fuck or suck on, St. Peter? I'm not turning your microphone back on. That's a rhetorical question. We all know the answer. You'll stick your dick in anything. Damn, ruined the whole fucking thing. I spent so much time crafting this and where I was going to go with it, and you just blew it out of the water, and Never mind. Fuck this. Stern Jesus Show. I'm pissed. More comedy music. All that other stuff. Was pretty fucking epic, though. I gotta give you that, Peter. That was epic. Stern Jesus Show live. We'll be back.
I'm pissed. We're back live. Celebrating 6 years on stonerjesus.net. February 24th, 2017. After the break, we got some more retro clips coming up. Classic shit from 6 years on StonerJesus.net. 800 shows, 900 shows. I have no idea. It's been a lot. A ton. And we celebrate. We celebrate, motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Extended. Extended applause. Standing ovation. Thank you very much. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, February 24th, 2017. Our six-year anniversary on stonerjesus.net. We're going to celebrate with some more retro clips coming up after this. Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
CannabisRadio.com keeps you in the know Monday through Friday on air and on demand with Cannabis Radio News, presented with the definitive worldwide news source, the Associated Press. Stay informed with exclusive news on all things cannabis. Cannabis Radio News, live weeknights at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, during the Russ Belville Show, or download the daily podcast exclusively on CannabisRadio.com, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. When breaking news happens in the cannabis industry, Cannabis Radio News delivers the details first.
Today I started smoking my weed again. I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over my weed just long enough. Let my probation end. And today I started smoking my weed again. Hey, boy, pass me that joint. Chong's choice.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
It's time to hemp present.
I am going to titillate your audio orifices with weekly radio rendezvous with some of the premier movers, shakers, and history makers of the cannabis community.
Radio resident hempo sapien Vivian McPeak.
I will be putting out a call to action on issues of the day and putting your interests under the big lights as I provide cannabis commentary and weekly interviews that go straight for the nugular.
Marijuana!
Hemp presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Growing green to generate more green.
Talking with multi-cup award winner Maya Elizabeth.
The Grow Show with Kyle Cushman.
I've always followed Whoopi, and I think she's fantastic. I've followed her advocacy over the years. Tell me a little bit how you think partnering with a mainstream high-profile figure actually benefits the cannabis community as a whole.
I have infinite respect for Whoopi Goldberg. I wouldn't just partner with any into that kind of thing. I'm into cannabis medicine, and I'm into making quality products that people can find relief from. So to hear that her vision was actually the same, it's been beyond a dream to manifest.
The Grow Show with Kyle Cushman, only on CannabisRadio.com.
You're listening to the Stoner Jesus Show. Not only can Stoner Jesus Show podcast be found on stonerjesus.net, you can also find them on cannabisradio.com. You can also find the show by searching Stoner Jesus on Spreaker.com and the Spreaker Radio app, also the Stitcher Radio app, iTunes, the iHeartRadio app, and iHeart.com. If you want the links to all of these, go to stonerjesus.net in the top menu bar. There's a page that says Listen to the Stoner Jesus Show. There you can find all the different ways you can listen to the Stoner Jesus Show podcast. All other information on the show can be found at stonerjesus.net.
Doc Rob, the concierge for better living.
Cannabis is just one of the many great plants that we have on this planet called Earth that we can use consciously and intelligently to improve our well-being.
Take a real, raw, inside look at healthier living while sharing great ideas and improvements for a better quality of life.
Learning to live and live well is a lifelong process. This is a journey. You could be 80 years old or 8 years old. You can still learn something that's going to make tomorrow a little bit healthier, a little bit easier, a little bit happier, a little bit better.
The Concierge for Better Living with Doc Rob. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's supposed to be the disclaimer, you know. Viewer discretion, listener discretion, all that jazz. It's my bad, son. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, February 24th, 2017. Welcome back, everybody. We're celebrating 6 years on stonerjesus.net with more of the retro clips, Chilling with Joe Destruction and VDJ Sexy Hippie in the chat area. Two of the longer listening listeners and contributors to the show. First up, we got Jesus Take the Wheel. It was just a thing. Me and St. Peter. Jesus Take the Wheel. I don't know what else I can say about it. Just listen to it. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus. Another retro clip. Biatch.
Hey, Jesus. Hey, Jesus, what's up?
Hey.
Man, you smell like liquor. Holy crap.
Hey, Peter, what's up?
What have you been drinking?
Just drinking some stuff, man.
Man,
it's good.
Man, you were drunk as fuck, yo.
Don't you worry about it, man.
Where are we going?
Bitch. We're going to the studios, man.
All right, man. All right, man, calm down.
You're my designated bitch. Driver bitch, man.
Hey, man, that's unnecessary.
You're designated.
That's unnecessary at all, man. Maybe.
As my bitch.
I can't pick you up and stuff, man.
This car is old, man. How old?
Oh, come on, man.
How old is this car? Fucking.
Man, you are wasted, dude.
This shit's older than me, yo.
What the hell are you drinking?
I just drink this some whiskey. Don't fucking worry about it, designated bitch.
Wow, man, wow. You need to calm down, Jesus.
Nothing, motherfucker.
Here, let me, I got a joint here, man. I got a joint.
For real?
Fire it up. Maybe you'll calm down a little bit, man. Jesus, calm down, man. Jesus.
Fire the shits up, homie.
You're all angry and stuff. Hold on. I heard this.
Just fire the shits up, bitch.
Hey, hold on. Hold on, Jesus.
Yeah. Right. Let me tell you something, motherfucker.
Good shit, Jesus.
Okay.
Here, check this out, Jesus.
Thanks, man. Ooh,
hit some of that. You calm down a little bit.
Oh, man, that's good. You know what, Peter? I'm really hard on you. I'm sorry, man. You're an okay.
All right, man. You're gonna pass that shit back?
Oh, yeah. Here you go, man.
All right, thanks, man. All right.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Peter. I really get on you a lot about stuff.
Oh, my God.
And sometimes
I dropped it. Oh, my God.
I dropped it, Jesus.
Is that my lap is on fire. Oh my God.
You mean?
Oh my God, Jesus.
Sometimes
I'm all, take the wheel.
You know what I'm saying?
Jesus, take the wheel.
I don't mean to take it out.
Jesus.
Jesus,
repeat this to me. Oh my God. Oh, it's burning. Oh, it's burning. Oh God.
I just.
Sometimes. Jesus, when? Why didn't you take the wheel, Jesus? Oh my God.
I feel like I need to lash out at people.
Oh my God. I'm going to pull over.
Why are we stopping,
found it,
man?
Jesus, oh my God.
What's going on?
What the hell happened back here, man? You were no help at all.
What's happening?
Jesus, are you paying attention to me?
What?
I almost crashed. Weren't you paying attention?
What? It crashed?
Oh my God.
Nah, man.
Oh my God, Jesus, we almost just died.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
What?
Oh my God.
Man.
Oh.
Are we there yet?
Classic. Classic shit. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus. February 24th, 2017, celebrating 6 years of podcasts on stonerjesus.net. Another clip here. Forget when this was from. It's a couple years old, at least. It's called Jesus Wants His Money. More retro shit. It's a celebration, yo.
Yes. We've done a lot of good work for the Lord over the years. We've done a lot of good work for Jesus. You all have helped us tremendously, but we need more. We need more. Jesus needs more. Just call that number at the bottom of your TV screen there. Give what you can, $5, $10, it doesn't matter. Give what you can to Jesus. Forego your Starbucks this week or whatever. Give to Jesus, because Jesus needs it. You see, I have a close personal relationship with Jesus. I talk to Jesus all the time. Jesus says we just need a little more money. A little more money. The number's right there at the bottom of your screen. Give what you can. Jesus. Jesus weeps. I was talking to Jesus just the other day, and he was weeping for humanity. He said, Reverend, if we could just get a little more. If we could just get a little more. That's what you need to do. Call that number at the bottom of your screen. Give what you can. Even a dollar. Dollar's good. Give to Jesus. Jesus needs it. Jesus is weeping. Jesus is weeping because you all don't give enough. Jesus needs more. What's that? Oh my God. Oh my God. It's Jesus. Jesus appeared out of nowhere here in the studio. Oh my God. Oh, praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. You've come back. Jesus, we waited so long for you. We waited for thousands of years for your return. Jesus, what do you have to say, Jesus? Please give us some wisdom. Please, Jesus, give us some wisdom.
Where's my money?
What's that now?
You've been getting all this money all these years in my name. I where's my money? Where the fuck's my money?
Well, I mean...
Where's my money?
Well, you know, we've been doing, you know, like the good works.
Where's my money, bitch?
Well...
Where's my money, bitch?
Well, I understand.
Where's my money, bitch? I want my money, bitch.
We've been doing the good works and then you're spreading your
bitch,
word.
I want my money.
Stuff, and
where's my money, bitch?
Yeah.
Where's my money, bitch?
You see, I...
Where's my money, bitch?
I don't have it,
where the fuck
Jesus.
Is my money?
I don't have it. I don't have it, Jesus.
What do you mean you don't have it?
No,
you don't have my money?
We spent it.
You don't have my money?
It's gone. It's gone.
What do you mean it's gone? You don't have my fucking money, dude?
I got the Maserati on the parking lot. It's gone,
you bought a
Jesus.
Fucking car
it's
with my money.
I've been doing good works.
You bought a fucking car with my money.
Please, Jesus.
Where's my
please
money, bitch?
Me,
get over here, bitch.
Please, I'll
get
you
over
the
here.
Money, Jesus.
Get fucking back
money.
Here.
Just give me some time.
You're going to get my fucking money, bitch. I'm going to break your goddamn legs. Give me my fucking money, bitch.
Please don't hit me, Jesus.
Give me my fucking money, bitch.
As you can imagine, an ass-whooping then ensued. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, February 24th, 2017, celebrating 6 years of podcasts on stonerjesus.net. We're going to go to break. We got some more shit coming up in the next segment, including St. Peter's Edible Panties and an infomercial from 2011 for Nuns Gone Wild, the original. I don't know if it was the original. I think it was the original time it was recycled from what we did on Blog Talk Radio or a podcast before that. But it was the first time, its first appearance on stonerjesus.net, so it's something. We also updated with like DVDs and shit. Since then, so it's been twice recycled. A twice recycled bit. Nuns Gone Wild. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus. Right now, this is from Stoner Jesus podcast number 14. It's labeled SJ Happy Penis Pills. So it's from a podcast in 2011. I don't remember what happens, really. So again, like before, we'll find out together. And then we'll go to break, then we have some more retro shit. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus live on CannabisRadio.com, February 24th, 2017. This is from podcast number 14, all the way back in 2011.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Stoner Jesus Show, podcast number 14. We're drinking. We got an amalgamation of liquor.
You might think your commercial.
And so we have all kinds of shit where we've among other things that we've been doing. It's Saturday night as we record this. I'm hoping if I'm not too inebriated, I will put this together and post it on stonerjesus.net tonight.
Don't cut me out either.
I will cut out all the parts of my girlfriend. I will silence her and post-production. But hopefully we can get it posted tonight. I'm crossing my fingers. You probably can't see it on the podcast because it's not a visual medium.
I can see them.
But they are crossed. Literally. Literally crossed.
Literally.
So anyway, right now what we're doing, this is an infomercial. What I do is I pick products that are very near and dear to my heart. And I want you people to listen about and know about and talk about and buy. At your local retailer. That's not what we're talking about right now. We're talking about... What are we talking about? Let me get my notes. I have to consult my notes.
THC binder.
Skippy O'Reilly's Happy Penis Pills. Skippy O'Reilly's Happy Penis Pills are actually... And get real close because I'm going to whisper this. They're actually Viagra. Me and St. Peter a long time ago bought a bunch of bottles of Viagra and we peeled the stickers off. And we made our own stickers. We put the stickers on it. And now it says Skippy O'Reilly's Happy Penis Pills. But it's really Viagra. You didn't hear it from me, though, homie. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. It's Skippy O'Reilly's Happy Penis Pills. You can buy them at any pharmacy. Your local pharmacy, Walgreens, CVS. Go in there and be like, yell it. And you can't buy it regular. Like, you can't go to the pharmacy desk and be like, I want Skippy O'Reilly's Happy Penis Pills. You gotta yell it as soon as you enter the door. I want Skippy O'Reilly's Happy Penis Pills. Because my schlong is flaccid and I cannot satisfy my woman and or man. If you don't say it like that, you're not getting them. I don't know if I can tell you, man. If you don't say it, you'll be escorted from the building. You will not get Skippy Earley's Happy Penis Pills. Skippy Earley's Happy Penis Pills, a couple of disclaimers do apply. If you have an erection for more than 4 hours and you have not stuck it in something, you've wasted your money. And I'm sorry for you. Skippy Earley's Happy Penis Pills, you can get them at your local pharmacy or retail outlet. Just ask for them by name. And do not tell anybody that they're actually Viagra with a different label. I will fuck you up, homie. I will come to your house and I will fuck you up. Don't rat on Stoner Jesus. That kind of shit gets you thrown straight in center hell. The snitches department. Snitches is bitches.
Stitches.
Snitches get stitches, and don't fucking snitch on Stoner Jesus. Or I'll bust your ass.
Get made bitches.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, snitches get stitches, and they get made bitches in the can.
By Bubba.
When Bubba is sticking his big penis in their rump roast.
Big black penis. That's
yes.
Right.
That's right. So don't fuck with me, dude.
Tell him Stoner.
This. This is Stoner Jesus. Episode podcast number 14, right here on StonerJesus.net. We'll be back after this, bitches.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here. I have a question for you. Do you like extracts? Of course you do. We all do. But getting quality product can be such a problem these days. Have you ever considered making your own? Well, Terp Extractors has equipment for every skill level, from beginners to advanced extract artists. They offer the highest quality equipment, and they back it up with their industry-leading training and tech support. They carry everything from bi-directional closed-loop systems to tabletop rosin presses. Make sure you visit their website at terpextractors.com. That's Terp with two Ps, and let them help you get on the path to extraction. Make sure you use promo code SJ5 before January 1st to receive 5% off your first order. And make sure you please check your local laws before purchasing. That's TerpExtractors.com. That's Terp with two Ps. Or simply click the Terp Extractors banner on StonerJesus.net. And make sure you use promo code SJ5 before January 1st to receive 5% off your first order.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google. I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing, so are we. Grow with us, CannabisRadio.com.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestle trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Vuber way.
Oh, Lady Marijuana Llama, tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is him pink, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. Cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Ah, yeah. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, February 24th, 2017. We're live for about another half hour till high noon here in the East, celebrating 6 years on stonerjesus.net. A few more retro clips for you before we get about this bitch. The next one's from Stoner Jesus podcast number 16, the St. Peter's Edible Panties. I don't know if at this point St. Peter had made his return. I don't think he had, but I can't be sure. At this point, St. Peter had a voice box on his throat that made him very hard to understand. So that was rectified soon with a very experimental throat surgery. But I can't remember if he was back at this point or not. I can't remember when he came back. Because when we started on StonerJesus.net, he was not around. He'd been around on some old Blog Talk Radio episodes, but he was off, I guess he was finding himself then as he is now. So I don't know if St. Peter has a voice box in this. I don't even know if St. Peter's in this. Small Wave podcast number 16 from 2011. I have no idea. Again, we'll find out together. Celebrating 6 years on StonerJesus.net from way back on podcast number 16 in 2011. There's an infomercial for St. Peter's Edible Panties.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Stoner Jesus Show podcast number 16. St. Peter has returned, as you know. Hope you enjoyed that song. It was awesome, I'm sure. It is time for the Stoner Jesus infomercial. First, I want to tell you that I am on Twitter at StonerJesus420. Last I saw, I have almost 6,200 followers. And you can also find me on Facebook. Just put in Stoner Jesus in the search on Facebook, and you'll find my page, and you can like me. Because that's what they do on Facebook. They like people and things and characters. Anyway. Also, StonerJesus420 at gmail.com is the email for the show. If you want to send an MP3, all that happy horse shit, if you're a rapper, comedian, band, weirdo, crazy person who likes to ramble in an audio form, send MP3s to StonerJesus420 at gmail.com. But without further ado, of course, we have the infomercial for the product that you are going to want to get. It is from St. Peter. It even has his name on it as All Things St. Peter Do, because he is a brand name guru like Donald Trump or Johnny Tampax. St. Peter's Edible Panties. What do you think about that, St. Peter?
I think that's fucking awesome, man. If you like me, and you like panties, and you like to eat, you can kill two birds with one stone, as they say.
They do say that. I've heard them say that. Kill two birds with one stone. Matter of fact, St. Peter eats 3 square meals a day of edible panties. That is his entire diet.
It's only 2 carbs per panty and like 4 calories. It's awesome. No sugar. We use like Splenda or some shit. It's awesome.
That sounds very awesome, Peter. Anyway, St. Peter's edible panties can be found in any grocery store, any place that sells food, like Kroger, Walmart, Meijer. Whatever, Target. I think Target sells fucking groceries down. Everybody sells groceries. Go in there and you got to ask for your edible panties.
And the porn shops do.
Yes, the porn shops also carry them. But it's funnier if you go into Walmart and ask for them by name. Just stop an associate in the middle of the aisle.
I don't care what they're doing. They may be doing something very important. Maybe they're on a very important mission, but there's nothing more important than you finding some edible panties. Because let's face it, you're hungry, and your girl doesn't have any underwear on. Or if you are a girl, you don't have any underwear on. You just wear them for a while, and then you can eat them later. That's how awesome they are. Not only that, you can buy them on food stamps. If you have a food stamp card, and I know you do because you're listening to the Stoner Jesus Show. If you have a food stamp card, you go to the store, swipe that bitch. Like, I'm putting on my food stamps, homie. I'll be eating these bitches in the parking lot. And in Walmart, they have cameras trained on the parking lot, so hopefully we can get some video of you eating your edible panties in the parking lot. That would be awesome. So way to go, St. Peter. Another home run product-wise.
That's what I do, man. I hit home runs, and I fuck the bitches. I like your mom.
That is funny, Peter. Thank you. This is the Stoner Jesus Show, podcast number 16. The Return of St. Peter. Go get your St. Peter's edible panties now before they're all sold out, because they're going to, as soon as this podcast is posted, they're going to fucking rush, man. Be fucking crazy people busting through the local grocery store, look, screaming for edible panties. Edible panties. I need edible panties. So, anyway, this is the Stoner Jesus Show. Thanks, St. Peter. Podcast number 16. We'll be back after this, bitches.
That's fucking hilarious. That's from 2011, way back. Podcast number 16 on StonerJesus.net. History. Incredible. Next, we go back even farther. Stoner Jesus podcast number 7. This is an infomercial for Nuns Gone Wild. You're listening to Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus. February 24th, 2017. This is our 6-year anniversary on StonerJesus.net. We're celebrating 6 years of podcasts on StonerJesus.net. This is from back in 2011, podcast number 7. Our infomercial for Nuns Gone Wild.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Stoner Jesus Show, podcast number 7. Hope you are enjoying the show and everything that's going on. You people are awesome for fucking listening, you know what I'm saying? And for being so fucking awesome, I have a deal for you. Now, you've all seen those late night infomercials. That shit is crap. Nobody wants that shit. Fucking George Foreman grill? You can buy a fucking George Foreman grill anywhere. Why do you need a fucking infomercial? It grills shit. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, this is an infomercial. This infomercial about a product you're actually going to want. And if you've listened to my shows in the past, you might have heard about this product. I've raved about it because it is that awesome. It is the DVD Blu-ray VHS Betamax series that is sweeping the nation. Nuns Gone Wild. That's what I'm talking about. Fucking Nuns Gone Wild. And the Vampire Raven Stoner Schizo can back me up. This is the greatest fucking DVD series of all time. It's not stupid fucking skanks on spring break. It's nuns. And they're showing their big fucking titties. You don't know about that nuns, man. Them nuns got some big fucking titties. You know what I'm saying?
And they're virgins.
That's right. They're virgins. They're married to God. Stoner God. My pops. I'm not saying I get a kickback from these DVDs, but, you know, I'm doing pretty well. Nuns Gone Wild. You can call toll free 1-800-NUN-TITS. It's 1-800-NUN-TITS. Or you can go to your local retail outlet that sells DVDs or Blu-ray discs and ask them for Nuns Gone Wild. If they give you a funny look, or they actually start to yell at you, and they maybe have security try to come and remove you, don't take that bullshit, man. Fucking Nuns Gone Wild. You want that shit? They got that shit. Don't let them tell you any different. They got in the back somewhere, hidden. Tell them to bring out that shit, man. Say, I want nun titties. Say it as loud as you can. Nuns Gone Wild. I can give you testimonial after testimonial. Why do you need that shit? It's titties, man. What's your problem? You don't like titties? It's fine. Titties aren't for everybody. But if you like titties, and you like nuns, and you like religion, and you want to see some nun titties, call 1-800-NUN-TITS or go to your local DVD, Blu-ray, VHS, Betamax, 8-track retailer. Get that shit, Holmes. Nuns Gone Wild. They're fucking wild, man. It's awesome. We'll be back after this.
1-800-NUN-CHICKS.
Nun's gone wild.
Oh, man. Fucking trip down memory lane. Hardcore. We're going to go to break, and then we'll come back, and we'll check out some interesting shit on the internet, including a caregiver gets caught on video performing lewd acts on a 100-year-old man. That's right. That's a real thing. Holy shit. And we'll see if we have time for anything else. Not that that can be topped. I mean, come on. But right now, before we go to break, from podcast number one, Stoner Jesus podcast number one, from February 26th, 2011. That's the day it was posted. Stoner Jesus pickup lines. The first ever pickup lines we have done. We've probably done that 25 or 30 times since then. Because you know me, man. I will beat a bit to fucking death. From all the way back. Excuse me. From all the way back. Stoner Jesus podcast number one, February of 2011. Stoner Jesus pickup lines. This is Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, February 24th, 2017. We'll be back. Yo.
Hello, everybody. This is your old pal Stoner Jesus from the Stoner Jesus Show. I know some of you guys are out there kind of nerdy. You don't go out much. You don't get the chicks. You don't get any of that sweet poon. Stoner Jesus is here to help you. You need some game to spit at these bitches, or you're not going to get any. You know what I'm saying? There's all kinds of shit floating around, some self-help books. Fuck all that, man. Fuck books. Who wants to read a big-ass book? You know what I'm saying? I got some simple, guaranteed-to-work pickup lines. You spit these at the bitches in the bar, you're going to be in getting it in.
Oh, time out. I got to mention this because it's fucking hilarious listening to these clips and listening to these shows the last few days. Back in the early days of the podcast, I would drink a lot. In fact, the only time I would do a podcast is when I was fucking drunk as high as shit. And I would say, you know what I'm saying, a lot. Like it was a catchphrase. It was a catchphrase that had already been used by people. It just strikes me as funny. I probably still do it. I could probably get drunk right now and I would say, you know what I'm saying, probably 20 times in an hour. We'll do that experiment someday. Anyway, back to the retro clip from 2011.
That night, you know what I'm saying? The first one. You may want to get a pen and paper, douchebag, and write this shit down. Because it's gold. It's gold. I'm giving it to you for free. I don't really charge for this shit. But I'm feeling good tonight. I'm feeling good about the new podcast. So I'm going to give this shit to you for free. The first one. You've all heard the cheesy pickup lines. I mean, fuck that, man. These are better, not as cheesy pickup lines. The first one, it says, "Baby, if I were in charge of the alphabet, I would put my penis inside your vagina. That's number one. I guarantee you, you go spit that at some bitches, you come back and email me and tell me what happened, all right? StonerJesus420@gmail.com. We have three women in the studio tonight, along with me. What do you all think of that pickup line? Well, two of them are lesbians, so it really wouldn't work as well. Straight chick in the studio, what do you think of that pickup line?
It's wonderful.
Is it wonderful, or is that a sarcastic answer? Would that seal the deal for you?
No.
No? Well, let me try the next one. Because I got two. I always do these in twos for some fucking reason. I think it's more informative if you do two. "Baby, you're like a finely crafted glass bong. I love to show you off to people, but when I'm done with you, I want to put you back in the closet." See, that got a better reaction. I'm thinking, would that seal the deal, baby? Come on. Come on, give it up.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, man. Those are Stoner Jesus pickup lines. This is the Stoner Jesus Show podcast. It's fucking awesome. We're having a good-ass time. Fuck you, Blog Talk Radio. And visually, I'm putting my middle finger up to the computer screen. Visually, it works much better. Audioly, it's silence. But I'm talking over it, so it's not so bad. We'll be back after this, bitches. Here's a song. It's going to be awesome because all the fucking music I play is awesome. And then we'll be back with more of the Stoner Jesus Show after this.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Kind Soil. Check out the Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net or go to kindsoil.com. And also follow at Kind Soil on Twitter. Kind Soil is a 100% organic soil program that feeds your plants from seed to harvest. All you ever do is water your plants. Never use nutrients again. Make sure you check out that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net. Kind Soil allows your plant to feed as it chooses, drink fresh, clean water as it chooses, all while never experiencing burns or growth issues from chemical feeding. Kind Soil produces large, dense flowers soaked in trichomes. Go check it out for yourself, kindsoil.com, or click that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net.
Equio, New Frontier's cutting-edge big data platform, puts the information and answers you need right at your fingertips in real time to help you more effectively run your cannabis business. Go to www.equio.io to sign up for your free membership today. Again, that's www.equio.io. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
Play as Ted Growing, expelled botany sophomore and the biggest grower in town, only on Weed Firm Replanted. Available on the App Store and Google Play.
It's a lot of work being the biggest grower in town. Maintaining a room full of plants while dealing with a slew of eccentric customers, from a hardcore partier to the curious neighbor next door.
Is anybody home?
Help me expand my bud business by unlocking new strains, customizing my grow room, and completing challenges that you can't get enough of. Grow your empire so big you can see it from space. Low on funds? Don't worry. Weed Firm Replanted is free to download.
Download Weed Firm Replanted for free on the App Store and Google Play today. Get growing, Mr. Growing.
Cash?
Sorry.
I don't carry around cash, and I don't want to use the ATM and pay surcharges.
You don't need to carry cash. Haven't you heard about PayQuick?
Okay, tell me about PayQuick.
It's the safe and easy way to pay. It works just like your debit card to securely pay for your purchase and gives you rewards points every time you use it.
Nice.
PayQuick, the safe and easy way to pay. PayQwick.com.
The cannabis industry is growing. Business is booming. And as new opportunities arise in newly legalized states, each market is getting more competitive. Today, it takes more than just being a good grower. Do you have the resources to market and handle this ever-changing business landscape? Let Canna Management Corporation help you grow your canna business with our vast resources and experience to make your business a fully functional service company. Financial management, HR, sales, marketing, efficiency, and more. CMC has the experience and the expertise to improve your business and help you better meet the demands of your clients and customers. Call Canna Management Corporation and let our team get you ready to grow. 415-269-8015. That's 415-269-8015. Or visit canna-management.com. The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Wake and Bake with Stoner and Jesus, February 24th, 2017. We're about to get up out this bitch. We're celebrating 6 years on stonerjesus.net and live on cannabisradio.com. You can find podcasts, all the information on the show at stonerjesus.net. Check out some interesting shit from around the interwebs. All you should enjoy that show, Cheaters. Apparently, they're still doing shit. Man tries to defend himself after getting caught cheating by his wife. This is from World Star Hip Hop, the TV show Cheaters.
That's him right there.
He's outside. He's out there looking at the door.
That's him at the right. That's him at the door. Let's
go. Okay,
What are y'all doing?
Horace?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Joey Greco with Cheaters.
With who?
With Cheaters Television Show. Oh, Vanessa. There are a couple of questions that Vanessa wants to ask you. Vanessa?
Whoa, what the hell is going on? Oh, my God.
This woman came in and said she didn't use the restroom,
bro. Well, what the hell is she doing naked?
Okay, all right. Hang on.
Who's hitting him?
Vanessa, you got to stop.
Gentlemen, calm down. Vanessa, calm down. Let's ask him some questions.
Y'all using the bathroom?
Vanessa.
Horace, have you been faithful to this woman?
Well, she know I haven't been faithful. But I knew. I don't know. What this woman.
Oh, shut up! I'm tired of it. You've been doing this too long.
How long?
You fool with that trash over there across town. She don't care nothing about you. She disrespect you. She disrespect your house, your family. What the hell do you care? You don't even care nothing about yourself.
Well, why do you have to put on this show?
To show you that I'm not playing with you. I'm tired of you doing this.
Then what you gonna do after you show me you're tired of it? Then what you
gonna do? What you gonna do?
God, joke.
You a joke. You a fool.
Y'all need to get out of my house.
Easy. Hold on. We're leaving.
Just get out of my house.
Leave me alone.
Get out of my house. Now you go hang with your buddies.
Where are they gonna take me, kid? They got somewhere they can take me?
Where is it?
Come on, Vanessa.
He gets caught cheating. He gets pissed off. He throws her out, including the Cheaters crew as well. Okay, as promised, caregiver gets caught on video performing lewd acts on a 100-year-old man. You want to see the video? WorldStarHipHop.com. Lay it on me.
I can show you new things.
The Fox 8 I-Team obtained this cell phone video showing former Commons of Providence worker Brittany Foltz inside the room of an elderly man.
Tell if you want.
I'm a boy.
I'm a girl.
What's your name?
You know what that means.
What does that mean?
The video was taken by another former worker a couple months ago, but was just recently given to officials. Detectives tell me that as soon as officials here at the facility found out about the incident, they contacted police.
Holy shit! The fuck is up with the audio of this thing?
Soon after receiving the video, they started an investigation and last week arrested Foltz.
We charged the suspect with gross sexual imposition, which is a felony of the fourth degree. And the reason why we pursued that was because the touching.
From the Erie County Jail on bond. A hearing was held Tuesday in Sandusky Municipal Court.
We have a caretaker who's pretty much harassing a resident. She's making sexual acts towards him. She at one point touches him by grinds on his thigh area. And another point she flashes him her buttocks towards him.
Detectives say additional charges.
Buttocks.
Disturbing to see an elderly subject being treated that way. And he has no way to defend himself because he's 100 years old and he's diagnosed with dementia.
You gonna buy me some?
I don't know what the fuck is up with the audio of that video. What is the point of that? That's like a news story. They have the bitch's audio all cranked up. They got her talking over they have the woman, the reporter talking over the bitch talking, and they're both like the same level. What is all that shit? That's a million views. People don't have to make videos. A news channel don't have to make a fucking video. February 24, 2017. God damn. In any case, that's going to do it for us. I want to thank everybody for chilling with us. 6 years on StonerJesus.net. Here's the six more. Sunday night, the video show starts hopefully. another chapter in the history of the Stoner Jesus Show. See you all here next Friday. CannabisRadio.com, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific Time. We're on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, all those places. Go to stonerjesus.net for more details on the show, social media networks, sponsor banners, all that shit, links. Go click them. They support us. Go support them. Been awesome 6 years on stonerjesus.net. Let's keep it going. Thanks for listening, everybody. And as always, peace, bitches.
Awesome.